All right, welcome anybody who's listening to my unnamed podcast, which will be named sometime later. If you want to know what we talk about, you can read my description, but I'm talking about music, TV, anime, sports, whatever pop up or whatever I feel like talking about. First thing I want to talk about is music, because I've been thinking about this topic for a while now. It's about Jordan Lucas. If you know or heard Jordan Lucas, there's no doubt that he can rap. Like, he's honestly a very lyrical artist. You know, some people say that that's not true, because technically he is rapping fast, so it sounds like he's lyrical. But I listen to a bit of his music, and he can really rap. But if you heard, but to me, in my opinion, his last album, probably one of the most boring albums I ever heard in my life. I remember he was, I don't know if he was suing or he was mad at Logic for copying the whole phone number concept. Because, you know, Logic dropped the whole Suicide Line song that kind of blew up. And Joyner, I guess, saying he had the idea first for his album, which, you know, didn't blow up because it was boring. Not saying it wasn't good, it was just boring. So, you know, it's kind of lose the debate when you're saying somebody stole something from you, but they did it better. So once that happens, nobody cares. But, you know, then Joyner, I think he's found a solution now, because since he did that record with Eminem, you know, lucky you, got a Grammy off of that, so kind of makes sense. Might as well just try it again, make another song with Eminem. I've yet to hear the snippet, but I keep saying there's a bar in there. He's saying, "What if I was gay?" I heard a lot of other podcasts talk about it, and I'm kind of on the same wave. You know, trying to use the gay community to get your clout up, which is pretty weird and disgusting, if you ask me. But a lot of artists have done it, and it has worked, which is pretty messed up. But that's how it is. I don't know when the song is dropping or if it's already dropped. I'm not really looking forward to hearing it, but when I hear it, I hear it. But it's just kind of weird that somebody with that, I mean, there's a lot of rappers with that rapping ability that just don't ever blow up or seems to only be relevant if they're in trouble or have a certain concept. But like I said, he doesn't have bad music. I just didn't care for that album at all. And I really tried to. Which is weird, because same thing for Eminem's album. Eminem, Kamikaze. I'm not going to lie. It has some good songs on Kamikaze. But, how you say, some of them were, I don't know. I don't really like Eminem beats that much. But, yeah, Eminem, normally he was driving really fast, saying a lot of syllables, a lot of words that rhyme. You might think the song is great, but when you break it down, they ain't really saying nothing. But, I mean, at least Kamikaze was better than Jordan Lucas' album. Then again, that came out 2017. So it's almost 2 to 3 years ago. So I'll give him that. But he's already dropped four or five singles for this upcoming album. I don't think any of these singles are taking off. I think the biggest one you probably almost had was with Logic, ironically, which is ADHD. Nah, I didn't really care for that one. And I don't know if it's him, the label, or whoever's, you know, behind it. I guess they know that it's not a good time to probably drop this album because it's not buzzing. Nobody's really looking out for Jordan. He even tried it with the whole Tory Lanez back and forth, which, I mean, it wasn't real beef. But it was cool, you know, see rappers go bar for bar like that. Even though I don't want to say who win. I kind of both sides are pretty good. It wasn't like the whole Dollar Damon versus Shaq, because nobody took that seriously anyway. But it's kind of weird that Jordan Lucas is in this weird space, and I hope that he can drop a song that's, you know, that doesn't have to be video-based or completely story-based for me to want to listen. Because, like I said, he is a great artist. And I just didn't care for that album. And another thing in music, I don't think anybody really listened to it. Well, they did, but it was like for a week and like it seemed like it disappeared. That was Earth Gang, Maryland. That's one album you can't listen to just once. Because if you know anything about Earth Gang, first of all, sometimes it's hard to even keep up with all the bars, similes, metaphors, entendres that they be throwing out there. Like, they are a crazy duo. One of the very few artists I found a long time ago when I was just randomly scrolling the Apple Music and I saw the EPs. I think it was about 2 or 3 years ago. And I started listening to those, and I realized they had a bunch of other projects with, like, J.I.D., who was also another great artist. Was it Bears? I forgot the name of that group. I think Spillage Village. I'm not sure on that name. But they had a lot of music. And I know I was pretty mad because I think when their album dropped, with a chick named Yes Jules, compared them to two Andre 3000s. Trying to say that it's better to have two Andres than one Andre and one Big Boy, which I understood what she was saying, but it just wasn't, it wasn't good. Like, I understand that, you know, they kind of weird and out there, they rap pretty fast, got that whole Atlanta vibe going on in the beats and stuff, but I wouldn't compare them to Andre 3000, just because I feel like they've obviously, to me, paved their own way in the rap game. And like I said, I thought it was a great album. It didn't seem like, of course, what I think is good doesn't mean everyone else does. But album was dope. I like listening to it. Especially, they had a lot of hype traps. They even had a song with Tequila with T-Pain, which that was pretty dope. Not a lot of people was, like, trying to feature, have T-Pain as a feature on the album. And he killed that joint. But yeah, that Bank, forgot the other song. It was Top Down. Like, I think those were just the singles, to be honest. But the album as a whole, I really liked it. They expressed themselves very well. Rapping ability is top tier. And like, almost everybody on Dreamville is top tier. Like, there's no trash rapper on Dreamville. I mean, you got J. Cole, Earth Gang, Loot, Omen, Ari Lennox, she's not a rapper, but she's a dope singer. Like, Boz, Kaz, like, that team is too elite. It's almost annoying. Like, it would suck for all of them to drop a project back to back to back, kind of like what Kanye did with his camp, which just didn't work out for everybody. But, yeah, man. I'm going to do it again. I think I only had, like, two listens to the album. But I thought Maryland was a great album. Another album I need to go back to listen, because I honestly didn't finish. That was Big Crit's album. I think called Crit Was Here. It was a few singles on it I didn't care for. I think the one with Sweetie and Lil Wayne. I just really hate songs like that. I know Big Crit is like, he's kind of like in a, how you say, he's in a lane right now where he knows that certain tracks is how to get people attention, but he's still going to give you the realness in the rest of the project, which he did. But I'm going to give it another listen, because honestly, I don't know if I liked it or not. There's a few tracks that was already on some past albums or EP that was on there. Those are great, but I'm going to listen to that again. And that was it for that part. I'm trying to think about what other albums that I might have slept on this year. Oh, and last thing, I forgot, I listened to Young M.A. album. Like, the singles that she dropped, like, every time Young M.A. freestyles, I get mad hype, because, like, her flow is crazy. Like, I'm not saying it's, like, crazy fast, but it's just, like, she fits every beat that she's on, like, very well. Like, they're tailor-made for her. And, like, the freestyles that she dropped, what was it, Big... That joint was crazy, and that actually got me hyped for the album. Cause I know that the day the album dropped was hers. It was Kevin Gates and somebody else's. I still haven't heard Kevin Gates album yet. I've been hearing good things about it, but I'll listen to it later. But I finished Young M.A.'s album, and I gotta say that was a horrible album for me. Like, I guess I'm not gonna say it was bad, but I couldn't get into it at all. Besides Big, I mean, everything was just repetitive as crap to me. It was like, straight, I got money, I'm going to take your girl. like da da da. Like, I'm not gonna lie, it was funny because she's, I mean, she is a, I guess a dyke or however you want to call it. So she raps like half of the male rappers I listen to. But I guess I expected a little different, or that's probably what messed up the album for me. But it wasn't cool for me at all. Like, I deleted that real quick. And don't get me wrong, I know we go, there's plenty of artists that sound like, I wouldn't say sound like her, but rap about those same topics. But I delete them too. Like, if it's annoying, it doesn't catch me. If I already have too much of that same type of music on my phone, somebody gotta get deleted. I don't wanna hear the same thing over and over when I hit shuffle. And like, another thing that pissed me off, I really was anticipating the EP that Earl Sweatshirt just dropped. I think the Feet of Clay. I thought it was pretty cool what that stood for. If you know anything about Bible and the Feet of Clay, it was talking about, you know, Nebuchadnezzar and the end of days. And if you know, once you hit the feet of the pillar, all the nations will fall. I thought that was cool. I didn't, you know, Earl's pretty deep. And a lot of people say, oh, he probably get it from his dad because dad was a poet, very deep. Which, I mean, honestly, a little bit must have rubbed off on Earl too. Even though he's talked about his father not really being there. But Feet of Clay, man, it's 15 minutes of, sound like somebody just recorded behind the Wendy's, hitting some trash cans, and I don't understand what's going on with Earl. I didn't like his last album either. I know I sound like I'm hating right now, but I forgot the name of the album, Stay Inside or I Don't Want to Go Outside. That album was fire. I've replayed that album so many times, it's not funny. That and, man, I can't remember his last one. This is bad, sure, wrote this down. Man, I know you know what I'm talking about. Let me look at it real quick, because I don't want to get that wrong. Because I did love that album, too. Doors. Doors was a great album. A lot of people didn't mess with it. But I liked every track on that, almost every track on that album. Oh, yeah, I don't curse, but I Don't Go Outside and Doors. Tracks like Burgundy, Sunday with Frank Ocean, High with Vince Staples, Sasquatch with Tyler. I mean, come on, man. You had Mac Miller on there. Domo Genesis. Like, every song was crazy to me. I liked the album a lot. And but, man, that's some rap songs and Feet of Clay. Gotta be the worst projects I've ever heard from anybody in a long time. Like, I don't know what. I mean, this is weird because he was already kind of indie rap to me regardless, but for him to, whatever he's going through, whatever he feel like, who he'll be hanging with, I feel like it could be a big influence, or he probably hang with nobody. He might just be stuck inside his mind. I know Earl don't really chill with a lot of rappers like that, but it was 15 minutes. I played it. I literally finished the album before I even got to work that morning, and I was highly disappointed. So, I'm pretty sure Earl doesn't care about reception or what people think about his music at this point in time in his career. Because from the things he's rapped from then, it's crazy. Like, this man's been. His wordplay, if I had to list people with top wordplay, Earl's gotta be in my top 10 when it comes to wordplay. But I just probably can't. I really don't want to listen to the album again. I probably would, because maybe I might find one track I like. But I really, really don't want to listen to that again. And that's all I got on music for right now. I'm still going to, like I said, I'm listening to that Kevin Gates. Rod Wave drop album, if you know who that is which is actually, I think executively produced by Kevin Gates. Which is kind of cool, I guess, because he kind of has the same sound, except Rod Wave sings a lot, and I'm not really into a grown man singing in my ear for that long period of a time. So I'm listening to the album in doses, but if you heard Hard on Ice, I think he remixed it with Lil Durk on the album. It's pretty good. So when I finish those, I'm going to give that a listen, see if I like it, and then update that on the next episode of my podcast. But now I'm moving on to anime. Alright, moving on to anime. I've been watching, I just got a Verve account. We know what Verve is, VRV. It's a great subscription-based service that I use for watching anime. It's kind of like a Crunchyroll or some sorts. I'm watching a lot on Verve. Like, right now I'm watching Kuroko's Basketball, which is pretty old. I think everybody's seen it by now. But I've been really into that. I'm watching, trying to get into JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. I'm not really feeling it. It's kind of weird, but everyone talks so highly of it. I'm watching My Hero Academia. It's getting on my nerves right now. I'm going to start Black Clover sooner or later. A lot of people still saying that's worth it. But what I want to talk about is Fire Force. Fire Force has, I'm going to say this year, some of the best animations for fight scenes I've seen in a while from a new anime, from just like the first season alone. Now, of course, it looks cool because, I mean, it's fire. This one dude, I forgot, he came in, Shinra? I think it's Shinra. He has a, what you call an Adola burst. Like, so he like a special type of generation for, was a kinesis, connect, whatever you say. So he like, his feet catches on fire and he flies around. And it's kind of cool because, you know, well, I should explain what Fire Force is. Fire Force is this new anime. It's about this kid, his mom and his little brother are basically killed and burned in a house fire. And of course, the firemen that normally come around, they were too late to save him. So at that same time, that's when he realizes his powers and he wants to become a hero and find the people who may have murdered his mother and his little brother. Because based on the time in the world where people are just spontaneously combusting, and then that's why they have these special fire units that go and kill these people so they won't harm and hurt others. But of course, there's a lot of stuff going on in the background, and then he's trying to figure it out and be a hero and, you know, find what's going on. But man, the writing is just trash. Like, I don't understand why. Like, when the villain will go on this long exposition about how evil they are and what they're doing. I forgot the name of the woman that Shinra was fighting, but I think he punched her one good time. And immediately she was on their side. She fell in love with Shinra. She started working at the dang freaking district they're in. I think it's number 8. It's like scenes like that. And whenever they're not fighting, I just can't stand the show. They're constantly throwing, hate to say it, titties in your face. You know, just showing off a woman's curve. And then they're showing flames. Like normal antics that you would see in anime, but it just poorly executed. It's just so annoying. But man, when they start fighting, I cannot look away. It's like those animations, the scenes, the transitions, it's fire. Like, if this was a silent anime where they didn't talk, it would be top tier. But right now, this is one of the most annoying shows that I still continue to watch. I don't know why. Because I kind of need closure. I just want to see, maybe it might get better. Maybe they know that the writing isn't good. They might change it up a little bit. But I can't stand it right now. But my other show that came out, I think, exactly at the same time, Dr. Stone. Dr. Stone is one of my favorite animes that I am watching right now. Like, for one, I guess you could say I'm a nerd / geek. So science already got me there. This is not even, it's not even action-packed. It's just the writing, the learning, the characters, the development. Everything is top tier. I can't find anything wrong with this show at the moment. And I've been trying really hard. Even the cheesy scenes where they try to make you feel sad for the character or have condolences, it's done so well. It's like, I should look up the studio that makes Dr. Stone. I hope it's not the same as Fire Force. That would be disappointing. But the show is fire. No pun intended. But it's based off, you know, this smart kid named Senku. Him and his best friend, you know, they're chilling in high school, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, the green light pops up in the sky, and everyone on Earth has been petrified into stone. And him being so smart, he's still aware while you're made out of stone. So he's counting down the time and the days of two, which, you know, it's impossible, but this is anime, so You can't apply that type of logic. I think he didn't wake up till another 3,700 years or so. And immediately when he woke up, he just started, surviving, trying to live, find out how to revive everyone, figure out why it happened. And of course, along the show, he's using like a lot of real scientific things to use to bring people back, how to stay alive, what not to eat, how to hunt. Like, the show is crazy. I think it's on episode 16 or 17 right now. I don't want to spoil it if you haven't seen it. Hold on. But yeah, it's Dr. Stone is a really great show. I've been really feeling that one. But I don't know. Next time I need to talk about. I think Dragon Ball is overrated. I really love that show too, but I'm not gonna talk about it now. I'm running out of time. But I'm gonna save that for next time.